All right, welcome to a very unexpected but pleasantly surprising episode of Longball Football Live. I don't even know what I call these anymore. I'm in Portugal, more specifically in Amadora. It is a beautifully sunny day, just a few clouds in the sky, and I'm in the Estádio José Gomes for final day of the season action with Estrela Amadora versus Gil Vicente. I'll explain more about the game in a second, but just firstly, what a treat to be here. Obviously, every time I come to Portugal, I want to try and see some football. I knew it would be difficult this time because it's the last weekend of the season. All the games at the same time, so there's much less choice. But I had the possibility of going to both Estrela and Sporting in one day. However, this time yesterday, actually even more recently, like 12 hours ago when I went to bed last night, I thought I'm not getting any tickets for any football matches. Estrela was sold out, Sporting was only available for socios. I was pretty miserable. I thought I'm not going to see any football on my holiday. Well, cut to 12 hours later, here I am sitting in the stadium. And I have tickets for both games, which is really amazing. So a huge thank you to my man Ruben for sorting me out with Estrela tickets. I'm not going to lie, I paid way over the odds for my Sporting ticket on StubHub. Probably a mistake, but listen, what else could I do? but yeah, here we are. I'm absolutely buzzing because this is a big game. Estrela are trying to survive. There's a real possibility that they can get sucked into Primeira Liga relegation playoff spot. They're 1 point above Portimonense. They're 1 point behind Boavista. Ideally, they need to win. Maybe a point will be enough. It all depends on the other games. It's going to be very tense. But yeah, look, about half an hour till kickoff. Apparently, it's going to be sold out. They put a toilet roll on my seat. I have got no idea what that's for. I imagine I'm going to throw it in some way. Stay tuned for that. But yeah, I'm going to soak up some sun and come back to nearer to kickoff. The only disappointment today was I came here early because they had a sale on the kits, right? And if you remember, all the way back before the season started, me and Barney did a kit review show, and we put Estrela's kit as one of the best kits of the season, possibly the best. So I had high hopes of grabbing one of those. I think they were like €30 each at the end of the season sale, but what does that mean? They only have like kid sizes and like a 3XL. I was thinking about getting one just for the souvenir, but I want to wear it. I want to be able to play with it when I play football with my mates. And I'm just sitting here in the stadium looking around at everyone wearing them, feeling very jealous. But who knows, maybe I'll pick one up online or something like that. The only disappointment so far. This banger play out for a second. Always nice to hear this one in the football stadium. All right, turns out it wasn't half an hour to pick up, it was an hour to pick up. So there's still another half an hour left, but everything filling up nicely. Apparently the stadium's gonna be sold out, already pretty full. They've given out free stuff like inflatable things that the kids can bang together to make a noise. And I don't know if I already mentioned the toilet roll. Still not sure what I'm gonna do with that. We'll work it out. Teams are out now, warming up. Both teams seem pretty calm. Not much going on. But the atmosphere definitely starting to build. I just can't help but wonder whether they've gone a bit too early with the big tunes. This feels like a 1 minute from kickoff tune, not 30 minutes. But listen, I respect it. I'm gonna make you listen to one more drop. Hang on. Yeah. And obviously, like always, they put me right next to the speaker. I feel like this always happens to me in football stadiums when I'm trying to record. Anyway, this time I don't mind. I'm pumped. Oh shit, the bangers keep on coming. Who remembers this one? I've got to entertain myself. There's like literally half an hour, 2 hours sitting there doing nothing. Woo. Alright, 5 minutes until kickoff. I'm not sure if this is a good time of a reminder of what's at stake. Estrella fighting to avoid the relegation playoff spot. They've not been in good form. They lost a lot of games recently. However, they are 1 point above the relegation playoff, 1 place above Portsmouth, so there is hope. They need a good performance. They need at least a point, ideally a win. If they win, they're safe. Game very full now. I'm impressed by the turnout. There's a good few thousand people here. Definitely the best turnout I've been to at a football match outside of the top four. Sun is beating down. Fans are excited. There's a lot of positivity despite the situation. So, very, very exciting. Welcome to the pitch for the players. Big round of applause for the bench, the manager, everyone. Fans are really behind their team. Very, very nervous moment, but the fans believe, the players believe, and whatever happens, it's going to be a very exciting game. So, without further ado, let's get into it.
Deixa eu ver.
Let's go. Been tons of chances, but there's been a few, and that was a nice little break from Estrella. Straight away, a few players having influence. Bruno Gaspar at the back, fantastic. Nanu right back, excellent. That chance didn't come to nothing, but they've got a corner. It's been KG first 10 minutes. Neither team's been amazing. Estrella looks like they could make a mistake at the back, maybe. Could get caught on the break, but they've also been dangerous on the counter attack themselves. So we'll see. Almost a goal. He cut back the corner and he whipped a cross in from the corner of the box, and it looked like it might be one of them deliveries that missed everyone and then went in, but he went just past the post. So that's got the crowd going a bit. I'm not sure if the news is filtered through to the crowd, but Portman ends are 1-0 up against Firenze, which means currently Estrella are in the relegation playoff zone, but playing pretty well. I think they've controlled the game, definitely had all the possession, not really created a shot on goal, but at this point I think they've got to be positive. But yeah, 20 minutes played and as it stands they're in the relegation playoff. Estrella's best chance of the game, for sure. Forgive me, I'm not sure if that is over the other side of the pitch, but it was a good counter-attack, ball into the box. headed cut back down, and number 22, all he has to do was hit the target. They went over the bar, but yeah, good, very good performance from Australia so far. They are definitely the better team, but they need to make one of these chances count. Australia fans want a penalty, but again, nothing. Again, another good opportunity made from the corner. This time the ball was whipped into the back post, but no one could get on the end of it. They thought their man was pulled down, but I'm not sure. They're knocking on the door though. I think you can work out what just happened. It's 1-0, 24 minutes played. They needed to make one of those chances count, and they did. They've been getting into the final third really well, but struggling to get that final ball in, that final shot off. This time, it was a cutback to Nanu and a first time cross, and the striker, Kikic, has done really well to head that in. That's not an easy header. Across the goal, into the bottom corner, and the fans are delighted. This is exactly what they need, but they have to keep this up. They have to push on. Another goal this half, while they're on form, while they're controlling the game, would be perfect. Well, news has just come in that Bohavista are losing to already relegated Vezela. Fantastic news for Estrella, who now are above Bohavista and Porto Belense. So, how quickly things can change and what a difference one goal makes. You know, we were saying before about how tight these three are. Winning makes all the difference, and Estrella are currently winning and playing well. Alright, I make that Gil Vicente's first shot on target. Something Estrella won't want to see, but definitely not something inevitable. You know, Gil Vicente are not a bad team. They're higher than Estrella in the table and playing well in recent games. So Estrella have to stay focused, stay positive, because they haven't really had a chance in the last 5-6 minutes. They had another chance immediately after the goal, but nothing really since then. You know, they don't want to become complacent and let Gilles step back into this game, because things can change very, very quickly. Three minutes of added time here. Gilles actually made three substitutions after about 41 or 2 minutes. I mean, one of them seemed to be an injury, but surely not three injured players. So clearly the manager's not happy. They've been bright since then, although neither team really making a big chance. At this point, Australia needs to just get into half time at 1-0. And then, 45 minutes to get the job done. That's half time. So far, so good. Very sweet moment as the what looks like hundreds of Estrella kids players, like literally under 10s, under 12s, come onto the pitch for a round of applause, and they're playing some kind of rap song about Estrella by some kind of child rapper. Very cool. Alright, maybe it's a good time to give a little half-time recap. So Estrella 1-0 up here. Portsmouth apparently 2-0 up against Ferenc, and Bovista 1-0 down against Mizella. Terrible result for them means that Bovista are in the playoff place currently. Very good for Estrella. I mean, it's all complicated with who wins, who needs what points, blah, blah, blah. At the end of the day, they just need to win. They're playing well. They're winning as things stand. So hopefully they get it going in the second half. But for now, big round of applause for the kids. Alright, the players are back out for the second half. Big half-time team talk. I'm hopeful of this second half. Of course I want Australia to win. But they only have a one goal lead. Another goal would make everything feel so much more relaxed and positive. They just need that goal. So let's do it.
Tchau.
Alright, maybe now's a good time for an update, bit of a break in play as the Silversen goalkeeper goes down injured. It's been a decent second half. It's been similar to the first. Not loads of great chances. I think each team's had one shot on target. Estrella's still very much in it, still playing good football, controlling the game, still not quite making those dangerous chances, making the most of their possession, making the most of the counter-attacking opportunities. Gilbert just still have that sense that they could do something themselves. You know, there's quality in this team and they show it in flashes. This game is far from over, but news from Porto that Boavista have conceded another goal and are losing 2-1 to Vizela. And, well, Firenze got a goal back against Porto Menin, so they're still winning 2-1. But as things stand, Estrella are safe, but they do not want to let this lead slip. Although Boavista losing, currently providing a bit of a safety net. Wow, that was a tense moment. Gilbert had just hit the post. Right back, Zé Carlos hit a shot with his left foot from outside the box and it's hit the post. The goalkeeper didn't even move. So that's got the crowd quite agitated, as you can imagine. The striker who scored, Kikic, is coming off. He's quite a slight mobile striker. He's being replaced with more of a physical striker. I guess the manager wants the ball to stick more up front, which it hasn't been. It's all getting a bit tense. They just need that second goal. It's all they need. They can do it. Come on. All right. Time for another update. Not much has changed, actually. 73 minutes played here now. And Boavista, as things stand, still losing against Vizela. Still in the playoff. Estrella still winning. Still safe. But the game has become tense, shall we say. I think Estrella, even with 20 minutes left, are slowing the game down. As they get a chance. It's become quite a tense game. I guess they want to protect their lead, but I think the best way to protect a lead is to extend it, personally. I think that's what the manager wants as well, but the players are becoming naturally a bit nervy. I mean, there's a lot on the line. It's been a long season. You know, they want to survive. And as we stand, they are, so all good. But a goal for Gilbert would change a lot, so let's avoid that, shall we? Crowd are animated, 88 minutes on the clock, they're 1-0 up, Porto Menens are winning, but it doesn't matter because Boavista are losing, even if Gil Vicente score and they draw, they still survive, they're in a very strong position, 2 minutes to go, they're still attacking, one more goal would take the roof off this place, not that there is a roof because it's an uncovered stadium, but still, they're so close, they've almost done it, as they earn themselves a corner. Let's go, come on! Thank you. Big cheer from the crowd. There's not long left. Gilbert had a free kick, but it was immediately blocked. The final whistle is imminent. These fans want the whistle. They're cheering every throw in at the moment. They're ready. And there you have it, full time. And Estrella are staying up. The players are on the floor. The fans are hugging. One goal was enough. All they needed in the end to get the win. And I'm so happy they did. Ooh, don't need that. A bit of a bust up on the pitch. At least like between the club officials, to be honest, more than anything. Anyway, forget that. That's a sad note to end the season on. But let's not worry about that. It's a great win for Estrella. They're staying up. And I have to say, I'm delighted. You know, I thought they played really well today. I know they've had their issues in the past, in recent games, not scoring goals. But they played really well today. They deserved a win, in my opinion. And they'll be back in the Primeira Liga next season. And my experience on this game today has shown me just why they deserve to be there. It's a great fan base, it's a great stadium, it's a team with history, with great support. The fans are on the pitch, the security can't stop them. It's a bit chaotic, but how else would you want the season to end? It's silly season. They're staying up. Amazing.